Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are about to complete our study of the third parak of Masechet Nedarim, and we will go out in interesting style, studying some very curious Agadah, which will occupy most of our attention in this Shiur, which is the remainder of the final Mishnah, Mishnah Yud Aleph, in the third parak, and the attendant Gemara. Up until now, in the previous sections of this Mishnah and the previous Mishnayot, we identified different target groups of a neder based on the verbiage used in the formulation of the neder to see who was included: Shovtei Shabbat, Olei Yerushalayim, Bnei Noach, Zera Avraham, etc. And now we see Konam Shani Nehanel La'arelim. I'm not going to get any Hana'ah from Arelim. Technically, an Arel is somebody who is uncircumcised. Interestingly, Mutar ba'Orlei Yisrael ba'Asur ba'Mulei Ovdei Kochavim. He is allowed to get benefit, permitted to get benefit from somebody who does not have a Brit Milah, who is Jewish, and he is not allowed to get benefit from non-Jews, even though they are circumcised, because, and we'll see this in the second half, because Orla is a nickname for Goyim. Shanina ne lemulim, if you say take a neder not to get hanoa from those who are circumcised, asur b'ole Yisrael mutar b'mulei avdei kochavim, then the inverse is true. You're not allowed to get benefit from a Jew, even if he is not circumcised, and you are allowed to get benefit from a non-Jew, even if he is circumcised. Why? She'en ha'orla kruya ela l'shem ovdei kochavim. Orla is a nickname for ovdei kochavim, and here, unlike the previous ones when we were dealing with local colloquy, in this case, we're dealing with something that is somewhat hardwired in the text. Shenemar, the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, ki chol agoyim arelim, v'chol beit Yisrael arelev. All of the nations are uncircumcised, and Am Yisrael is uncircumcised of heart, etc. V'yomer, when David comes to claim, why should this Philistine giant, the one known as Goliath, besmirch and disgrace the army of God, he says, Vayaha plishti ha'arel hazeh. In our podcast, simultaneously podcast by the OU.org, and on my website at shalom.com, in studying the 17th chapter of Sefer Shmuel Aleph, we discussed what the particular association of Orla there was, and its association with the word cherpa, and connected it also with the mention of it in Bereshit Lamed Daled, which will come up in another context in the Shir. V'yomer kantismachna benot plishtim penta alozna benot ha'arelim. When David finds out that Shaul and Yonatan have died, he poetically says, do not let the word get out. The Philistines who killed him will hear, and their daughters will rejoice, and he calls them the daughters of the Arelim. Notice, these two references are not to Goyim in general, but specifically to the Philistines who consistently are referred to that way. As a matter of fact, when Shaul wants to get David killed the first time, he offers his daughter as a reward, or as a gift, his daughter in marriage, and the dowry that must be paid, or the ketubah, as it were, that must be paid, is 100 foreskins of the plishtim, and the idea is that David will die in doing so. Of course, David brings 200 and marries Michal. Okay, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaryah Omer. From here we have statements of the Tanaim referring to how significant Milah is and how disgusting Orla is. Musahi ha'orla. Elazar ben Azaryah says, Orla is disgusting. Shinitkanu barishayim. It's a way to describe evil people. Shinamar ki chol agoyim arelim. He pulls the first pasuk on our page from Yirmiyahu that we already mentioned. Rabbi Shmuel omer gedola milah. He says, he looks at the opposite side. Look how great Brit Milah is. Shinichritu alei shloshes rei britot. 13 times in the Parsha where Hashem gives the mitzvah of Brit Milah to Avram Avinu in the 17th chapter of Bereishit, the word Brit is mentioned. Rabbi Yossi omer gedola milah shdochat ha-shabbat ha-chamura. Milah is so great that it overrides Shabbat, because you do Brit Milah on Shabbat when it's the proper time. Rishon Korach Omer Gedola Milah, he points out another greatness of Milah, Shalonit Lelo Lemoshe HaTzadik Aleham Melosha'a. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe HaTzadik, did not get a break, and that is that very curious story that's represented in verse 4, it's three psukim, towards the end of Parshat Shemot that's on the page, and that is that strange interaction. Moshe is at the lodge, and evidently he is under threat of death, and Zipporah takes a rock and circumcises, evidently, their son. The whole story is very enigmatic, but nonetheless, Moshe was delayed from redeeming Am Yisrael in order to Brit Milah. Brit Milah is great because it overrides Negoim. There's a lav d'oraita to cut away or interfere with the tzarat, but if one has tzarat on that spot, we still do Brit Milah, even though it gets rid of it. Rabbi Omer Gdola Milah, Shekol Mitzvot Sha'asav Ramavino Lo Nikra Shalem Ad Shemal. Here he gets into a more homiletic mode, and Rabbi says that all the mitzvot that Avram Avinu did, he nonetheless was not called a perfect person until he did Brit Milah. Shedemar hitalech lefanai veyei tamim, and in the next pasuk, ve'etnav riti ve'niu v'necha, I will give you my brit, and the brit is, of course, Brit Milah. Davar acher gedola milah shil malei hi lo barach Kodesh Baruch Hu talamo. And now, the grandest statement of all, if it were not for Brit Milah, Kodesh Baruch Hu would not have created the world. Shenemar ko amar Adonai, im lo briti yomam v'layla chukot shemayim v'aretz lo samti. If it were not for my brit, day and night, I would not have established the laws of heaven and earth. Otherwise, what we refer to as the laws of physics. A different way to parse that verse, which might make it more appealing homiletically for this purpose, is Kor Mar Adonai Im Lo Briti. If it were not for my brit, Yomam V'Alayla Chukot Shemayim V'Aretz Lo Samti, I would not have established day or night, or the laws of heaven and earth. In other words, all of creation only stands because of Brit Milah. Good. That's, of course, taking the word brit and reading it one particular way. Now, in the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Shulman Korach Omer, Gedolah Milah. Now, remember, Rabbi Shulman Korach was already heard from in the Mishnah, where he pointed out the issue of Moshe Rabbeinu, and now we're going to find an explication, an expansion on that. Gedolah Milah, Shkol Zchuyot Sha'asa Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, this is kind of picking up on the same theme that we saw Rebbe say about Avraham Avinu, that all the great things that Moshe Rabbeinu did, Lo Amdu Lo Rasham Min HaMilah, didn't stand up and protect him when he was negligent regarding the Brit Milah. The assumption here is that the story that happened in the lodge was that Moshe, and we'll see it played out a little further on, that Moshe had not attended to the Brit Milah of Eliezer, of his second son, and or perhaps of Gershom, there's a machloket Farshim how to read it, and it was because of that that he was liable for death in spite of all the great things that he had done. Shneimar v'ayif kasheo Adonai v'ayif kesh hamito. God encountered him and wanted to kill him. Amar Rabbi Chas v'shalom shom Moshe ben Nashal min Amilah. How can you say that Moshe was negligent about a mitzvah? Alakach amar. This was Moshe, what Moshe Rabbeinu's reasoning was, and as he agrees that Moshe Rabbeinu had not done milah. But not because he was negligent, but rather he said as follows, Amu veitzei sakanahi. Am I going to do Brit Milah and then immediately go on a journey? That's a sakana, shenemar. And here's the reference to Breshit Lamedalad Vahim Bayomash Lashibi Otam Koavim. What was the day that Shimon and Levi attacked the vulnerable city of Shechem? Was the third day of the Brit Milah, which was the most painful day. That's mentioned, of course, by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in the famous Mishnah in the 19th parak of Shabbat, that you can heat up water for a baby even if it's the third day of his Milah. Amul ve'eshesh losha yamim. So Moshe says, should I sit here and wait for 3 days till the baby is out of danger? Kodesh Baruch Hu amarli leich shuv Mitzrayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu told me to go back to Mitzrayim. I got to go now. So Moshe made a calculation. I can't do Brit Milah, and I can't do Brit Milah and wait around. I can't do Brit Milah and go now. I have to forego Brit Milah. So why was Moshe punished that he was almost killed? Because he found himself a nice lodge on the way. He should have just gone straight to Mitzrayim. Shem Gamliel omer lo Moshe Rabbeinu mikesh satan larog elotzo tinok. Shem Gamliel says you're not reading the passage properly. It says vayivakesh hamito. He wanted to kill him. Who's the him? The simple read is Moshe. He's the subject mentioned earlier. He says no, it was the baby. Shneimar ki chatan damim atali. What did Zipporah say after she did the Brit Milah? You are a chatan damim. Meaning, tzeirei mi karui chatan. Who is called a chatan? Haver omer za tinok. Chatan, evidently the way they're reading it, is somebody who is about to go through a life-changing, status-changing procedure. So Moshe Rabbeinu can't be called a chatan. He's already a married man. They've got one or two kids at this point. It must be the chatan hamilah, as it were. Darash Rabbi Yehuda ben Barbizna. B'sha'ashin darasham Moshe Rabbeinu min hamilah. So notice he picks up on the earlier theme. And Moshe Rabbeinu was negligent about Milah. Ba'u af v'chema uvla'uhu. What came to swallow him up? It was anger, God's anger and God's incense. V'lo shiru menu el ragav. All that was left was his legs. Miyav tikach tziporat sora tichot et olat v'na. So what did Tzipora do? The Pasuk says, you could see it in Pasuk 4 there, she took a sharp rock and did the Brit Milah, and Vayimiyad Vayir Femenu. What happened immediately? This thing, which they're calling anger, divine anger, left him alone. At that point, Moshe wanted to turn around and destroy this anger. Shenemar, Heref me'af v'azov chema. Let's get rid of Af and Chema. V'yashomrim l'chema harago. Some people say he actually killed Chema. Shenemar, Chema ainli. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have no more anger. V'aktiv ki agort me'af ha'chema. Aye, Moshe Rabbeinu himself says in retelling the story of the Egel, says, I was afraid of the Af and Chema, and the Egel, of course, happened well after this story in the Malon. The answer is Tre Chema Chema, the two kinds of divine anger. One, Moshe perhaps got rid of, the other and still there. Vaitema Gunda de Chema. Alright, perhaps, the Chema that Moshe Rabbeinu is referring to is the army of Chema. That's perhaps what he got rid of it. The Chema itself is still around. Tanya Rabbi Omer Gedola Mila. Let's look at more great things about Mila. Shenach Mishnah Seg Mitzvot Avraham Avinu. There's nobody who was so involved in the Mitzvot as Avraham. Velo Nikra Tamim El Al Shem Mila. This, of course, is an expansion on what Rabbi said in the Mishnah, that Avraham Avinu was so involved in Mitzvot, and nonetheless, he was not called Tamim, wholehearted and perfect, until he had Mila, and it was because of that. Shenemar Talech Lefanai Ve'e Tamim. We have another idea. Sheshkula keneged kol ha-mitzvot sheba Torah. Mila is equal to all the mitzvot shenemar. The rest of that pasuk is ki karati itcha vrit. Based on these words, I made a brit. Meaning the brit is for all of these words, equal to all these words. Davar acher gedola mila, shmalei mila mon kamushayim v'aretz. This is the same as at the end of the Mishnah shenemar. No briti shemam v'layla chukot shemam v'aretz lo samti. Now, all of this, upligat Rabbi Elazar, at least that last statement, is at odds with Rabbi Elazar. Damar Rabbi Eliezer. Damar Rabbi Eliezer, gedolah Torah, shemalei Torah, n'kamushamai v'aretz. That lepasuk, b'briti, is not talking about brit nilah, but the brit of Torah. If it weren't for Torah, the study of Torah, then heaven and earth would not stand. Shemar, no briti, amam v'alai, l'chugot shemai v'aretz lo samti. Am Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, v'sha'a shamar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avraham Avinu, talech lefanai v'yeh tamim, when Hashem said to Avram, be pure and walk in front of me, Achazto ra'ada. He was seized by trembling. Amar, Shem yishbi davar miguneh. He said, maybe there's something wrong with me, and Hashem's about to chastise me and say, get rid of this thing and you'll be perfect. And once Hashem said, and now we'll make a brit, so he calmed down. Now this is now a drasha in the earlier brit bin Amatarim. Hashem took Avram outside. What does that mean? Amar lefanam ro'o shalom istakaltiv mazal shali. Right, ve'eini ra'ui laholid ben. That Hashem said, "I'm going to give you children." Avram said back, "I have checked my astrologers, and I'm not supposed to have any children." Amar lo tseimit stagninut shalcha. He said, "Leave your world of astrology." Ein mazal Yisrael. Ein mazal Yisrael doesn't mean, as it's colloquially said, that we have no good luck. It means that mazal, the constellations, don't have an effect on Yisrael. You have a child because I bless you to have a child, and I command, and I promise you a child, and your astrological signs and everything are meaningless. Am Rabbi Yitzchak. This, of course, is the heart and soul of the sugya at the very end of Masechet Shabbat. Am Rabbi Yitzchak. Kol ha-matmim atzmo. Anybody who makes himself wholehearted, Hakadosh Baruch Hu matmim imo. Kodesh Baruch Hu is wholehearted with him. How do we say this? Shenemar, im chasid titchasad, im gavar tamim titamam. In the famous Shira of David, which shows up in Shmuel Bet Chaf Bet, that's the version we're looking at, and the parallel in Tehillim Yodachet, he says, be kind with a chasid, and with a wholehearted person, be wholehearted. And with a tricky person, you gotta be tricky, you gotta respond to people as they are. Rav Shaya kol ha'atmim atzmo sha'a omedet lo. Anybody who makes himself wholehearted, the time stops for him, as it were. Shenemar, talech lefanai ve'eit tamim, uchtiv ha'eit alav haman goyim. You will be the father of many nations. In other words, even though his time was supposed to be without children, that's the way his constellation was, nonetheless, he made himself pure, and then he will have lots of children. That's Avram Avinu. Amar Rebbe, kol ha'menachesh lo nachash. Anybody who divines, shenemar ki lo nachash bi Yaakov. V'habalamed aleph k'tiv. Right? Here it says, not kilo nachash b'yakov. He will have divining, but rather there is no divining. Ela mishum mida kenegen mida. Right? Rather, it is mida kenegen mida. Meaning, since Avraham Avinu acted wholeheartedly, therefore, his children will never be affected by divination, since Avram did himself didn't involve himself in the black arts in those ways. Tani Ava Bered Rabbi Zeira, he taught, Kol Adam Sheinu Menachesh, anybody who does not stoop to divination, Machesino Tov Chitza, Shafil Machle Asharit, Eni Cholim Mekanez Petocha. He comes to an area in Shemayim that's even off limits to Malachi Asharit, Shneimar, Kilo Nachash B'Yakov, Lo Kesem B'Yisrael, Ka'eti Amer Yaakov V'Yisrael, Ma'pa'alel. They will find out what Hashem has done. Rav Avraham Rav Elazar, Neman Nanash Avraham Avinu Nishtabdu Banav Mitzrayim Atayim V'Asar Shanim. So after all this great praise for Avraham Avinu, so the Midrash question is asked, why was he punished that his children would be enslaved for so long? Here they use the word 210 years, but of course many of the Rishonim in Sefer Shemot say that the actual slavery was less. Meshasa Anagarya B'Tamnei Chachamim. This is one of the answers, that he used Talmidei Chachamim and took them out for a war of despoiling. That's what a Nagariya is. Shenemar v'yarek ad chanicha v'yilidei beto. That's a little bit difficult because Avraham got his charges. Chanich, by the way, is an Egyptian word that means a retainer. He got all of his soldiers to go out in order to go and rescue Lot. And it's hard to call this a Nagariya. In any case, Shmuel Amneshi frees al midotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shmuel has a different answer. He says, why was Avraham punished? Because he challenged HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promise. Shemar, b'ma'idaki rashana. Hashem said, I'm going to give you the land. Avraham said, how am I going to know that? Do me a sign. Rabbi Yochanan amar, shehifrish b'nei adam milikaneis tachat kanfei ha-shechina. He kept some people from entering under the Shechina. Shemar, tein li ha-nefesh v'archush kachlach. The king of stone made a deal with Avram after the successful rescue of Lot. He said, you give me the people and I'll give you all of the money. And Avram said, I'm not taking anything. Avram could have said, I'll take the people and could have brought them tachat kanfei ha-shechina. Now, back in that pasuk, it said, vayark et chanicha v'lidei beto, when he went to war, in Perek Yodal, pasuk Yodalad, Rav amar shehorikan batorah. He means he emptied them out of Torah, and that fits with the earlier piece that he made it on a gari. The other possibility is the way the Ran reads it, Horigan Batorah is that he pushed them a little bit. He gave them a little extra Torah before going. Two very opposite ways to read our assessment of Avraham's activities here. Shmuel Amar Sharikan Bezahav. He made them green with gold. In other words, they became so rich from this war. Shmonasar Shlosh Miot, the text says he had 318 men. Rami Ambar Abba, this very famous gematria. Eliezer Keneged Kulam. That Eliezer was as good as all of them, and the way that this midrashically read, is that means that it weren't 318, it was just Eliezer, but Eliezer is the gematria of Eliezer is 318. Gidamri Elezer Hu de Chushbane Hachi Habe, and that's the Ikadamri here. Rami Bar Abba Ben Gimel Shani Mikir Avraham et Boro. Now we go to the early Agadot about Avraham, or the Agadot about early Avraham, that he was 3 years old when he recognized Hashem. This is the Machlok at Rambam Raivid in Hilchot Avodot Kochavim, Perak Aleph. Shneimar Ekev Asher Shema Avraham Mikoli. Alright, that Ekev, that why is Yitzchak being blessed? Because Ekev, Avraham listened to him. Chush b'nei mea shivin v'trein. What's the gematria of Ekev? 172. Meaning 172 years of his life, he obeyed God, and he died 175. It must have been 3 when he recognized God. V'yam Rabbi bar Abba, ha-satan b'chush b'nei tlat mea v'shitin arba. What's satan? Ha-satan in gematria is, let's take a look at it, 164. Abba k'tiv Avram, uchtiv Avraham. The question mention of 364 is as if to say that there's that in a solar year there's one day that the Satan cannot affect you, and that of course Yom Kippur. As the Ran points out, there's something that shows up in several places in Tanit Veliyahu of the significance of that one day that's a special day. Of course, that's very difficult because first of all you're playing with Hasatan, not Satan, and second of all because We don't operate on a soul of the year, but nonetheless, it's an interesting concept. Avram's name got changed to Avraham. What's the meaning behind the change? Well, the text says, Ki Avramon Goyim Netaticha, but we've got something else there. Instead of, as the Pasuk indicates, and as the Drashan, Masachet Brachot, indicates, first he was an Av le'Aram, and then he became an Av for all the world. In other words, that his domain or his dominion grew outside of him. Now it's an internal domain. Up until now, he controlled 243 limbs, the Gematria of Avram. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him in charge of all 248 limbs, the traditional number that I've not yet heard a doctor been able to substantiate, 248 Ivarim that a person has. Suddenly, Avraham, when his name was changed, became the master over his eyes, over his ears, what he would hear, and over his Aver as a result of Brit Milah. V'yamarami bar Abba, ma'idichtiv, irk tanav anashim ba'ma'at, this strange verse in Kohelet, there's a small city with a few people in it. Irk tanav, what's that? Zehaguf, that's a reference to the body. Anashim ba'ma'at, what's that? Elu Evarim, there's a few limbs. In the text it says a big king came and he surrounded it. Who's that? That's the Yetzirah. And the king put traps and nets around it. These are sins. And he found a poor wise man in the city. That's the Yetzirah. And this wise man saved the city with his wisdom. That's a reference for Tshuva Masim Tovim, which the old poor man and motivates the body to do. Nobody remembered him. When the Yetzirah is going, everybody forgets the Yetzirah Tov. Good. Further on, earlier on in Kohelet, wisdom gives more strength to the wise than ten governors, 10 leaders. That's two eyes, shtei oznaim, two ears, shtei adaim, two hands, shtei raglaim, two legs, v'rosh ha'gviyah v'apet, and the aver and your mouth. That tshuva ma'asim tovim can give you control more than those things can. Amar Rabbi Zachar Mishum Rabbi Shmuel b'kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lotzi kuhuna misham. This goes back to the interaction with Avram and the Melech Sdom. Remember, the third character at that detente was the king of Shalem, Malki Tzedek. Hashem originally wanted kuhuna to come from him. Shenemar v'hu kohen le'el elyon. The text says he was a kohen to El Elyon. Once he blessed, and he blessed Avram before he blessed Hashem, Hotziami Avraham. He took it out of Avraham. He said, Avraham will be the father of the Kohanim, not this guy. Shenemar v'acheu v'yomar baruch Avram le'el elyon, kohen shem v'aretz v'aruch elyon, etc. Amar lo Avram, Avram said to him, Chimaktivin brachat aved v'chat kono. How do you bless the slave, before you bless the Creator? Miyad nitnal Avraham. At that point, the bracha of kuhuna was given to Avraham, Shenemar, Tilim Kufyot, which is the only other mention of Malki Tzedek, and whether it is the same Malki Tzedek or not is a good question. But it says, Nu'um Adonai la'Adonai, shave the minin arashit oivecha adom l'raglecha. Hashem says, sit by my right side until I put your enemies as a footstool before you. Shreikti, what does it say in Pasuk Dal? Nishpa Adonai v'lo yinachem, atacho en le'olam al divrati Malki Tzedek. Hashem has spoken, and he will not change his mind. You are the Kohen forever, because of what I said to Malki Tzedek. What's that? Al Diburosh Malki Tzedek. Meaning, because of what Malki Tzedek said, you are the Kohen. Hayachtivu Kohen Le'el Elyon, Minhu Kohen, Vein Zaro Kohen. The diuk from the Pasuk is that Malki Tzedek was a Kohen, but not his kids. Good. Adran Alach Arba Anudarim. That's the end of the third parak. We'll begin the fourth parak of Yitz Hashem in the next podcast, and get into some of the nitty-gritty of the consequences of taking a neder and how people may still possibly interact afterwards. Everyone should have a wonderful day.